IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. Police are searching for the person who stabbed to death a University of Connecticut football player during a dance at a student union early this morning. Starting cornerback Jasper Howard died just hours after helping his team triumph over Louisville. Forecasters say Hurricane Rick will probably make the record books as one of the most rapidly intensifying hurricanes. The Category 5 storm is churning the North Pacific and could veer into the tip of Mexico's Baja Peninsula by midweek. A motorcycle bombing rocked a popular cafe in Baghdad, killing five civilians. Iraqi police say the bomb was attached to a motorcycle parked in front of the cafe in a primarily Sunni district. The death toll in a suicide bombing in Iran has risen to at least 42. Five senior Revolutionary Guard commanders are among the dead after the bombing in the heartland of a potentially escalating Sunni insurgency. Iran's president has promised sharp retaliation. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Yeah, my name is Dave Christensen. Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is just a great business opportunity that anyone can do. Like the simplicity of the plan, using the pre-recorded messages to do all the work is easy. It just makes doing the business very simple. It's made me become more aware of how nice it is to have a business in my home. Doing business at home is getting us away from the TV more often and spending more time together doing something that's fun to do as a husband and wife. I see us no longer living on Get By Boulevard. The amount of income that you can receive in this forces my future to change. Thanks to Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, my family and myself, our finances are changing to the better, and we see a bright future in our lives.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
As Congress prepares to resume debate this week on health care reform, two top lawmakers remain at odds on the next step. On NBC's Meet the Press, Arizona Senator John Kyle urged Congress to move deliberately and make incremental reforms.
We have very good ideas about how to tackle this problem one piece at a time and basically regain the trust of the American people by taking one step at a time.
He said Republicans have ideas that can work and urged Democratic leaders to involve them in the discussions. Senator Chris Dodd said a government-run public option should be included in the legislation to increase competition in some areas of the country. A justice of the peace in Louisiana says he's standing by his refusal to marry an interracial couple. Keith Bardwell says he denied the license for Beth Humphrey and Terrence McKay because he's worried about the future for their kids and says in his experience, interracial unions don't last. He says he has no regrets, saying, quote, "It's kind of hard to apologize for something that you really, truly feel down in your heart you haven't done wrong." For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-390-1988.
This works. Call the number.
800-390-1988. 800-390-1988.
Congressional Democrats are split over the health care overhaul, especially when it comes to a government-run health insurance plan. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad tells Fox News Sunday that he favors
cooperatives that are run by their membership, not run by the government.
But Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, also on Fox News Sunday,
I'm not going to step back a bit. I'm going to continue to fight for the robust public option.
As for the president, advisor David Axelrod tells ABC's This Week Obama likes the public option, but not to the point that it would be a deal breaker.
Let's see what the final proposal says before we talk about what the president will or won't sign.
The House is wrestling with three bills, all with the public option. There are two bills in the Senate, one with, the other without the government-run health insurance plan. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A newspaper is reporting that the Federal Aviation Administration is expanding its probe into suspected structural problems on some American Airlines MD-80 jets. According to the Wall Street Journal, the federal regulators are looking into allegations that at least one plane was considered unsafe to fly at normal cruise altitude. The paper reports FAA inspectors are examining allegations by pilots that one of the MD-80s was believed to be in such poor condition that it was flown without passengers from Dallas to the carrier's Tulsa, Oklahoma maintenance base at unusually low altitudes to avoid the stress of pressurizing the fuselage during the trip. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Later, we're going to be playing the video/audio, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio from the great radio folks. From this particular clip, we posted this a few days ago up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's now broken out into the alternative and mainstream media. WorldNet Daily has the headline, Thatcher Advisor, Copenhagen Goal is One World Government. And it's in the treaty that the global warming / climate change treaty to tax carbon dioxide that vote is coming up in December in Copenhagen. And it's in the bill. And this will regulate and control every facet of our lives. So we're going to be breaking that down for people today. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm glad that you have decided to join us on this live Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also going to be taking your calls at 888-201-2244 and getting you up on the air, 888-201-2244. Here's another headline. This is out of the Associated Press. U.S. Senator, global warming bill possible soon. And Senator Barbara Boxer goes on to say that she believes it will pass before the Copenhagen treaty is to be signed by Barack Obama in December. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations states that this will be a tax on all the foods you eat, your car, electricity, everything that goes on inside your home. You will be given home inspections. This is just government growing by 1,000%. And remember earlier this week, Arnold Schwarzenegger said as part of the carbon footprint, they're going to tax all home appliances for their carbon footprint in California, setting the precedent for the rest of the U.S. And they're just going to outright ban 40-inch and bigger big screen TVs, calling them power hogs. So this idea of rationing. And the United Nations says that finally, you're going to be taxed according to calories. I read this in Club of Rome documents from 1963. By the way, I was in the L.A. airport, and I didn't just buy this Wall Street Journal to read while I was on the plane. I bought a book called The Endless War. No, the Forever War. And I've almost finished that. It's supposedly one of the best-selling science fiction books ever. And it was written in the early 70s. And in between reading the Wall Street Journal on the plane and reading most of the Forever War, in the Forever War, the eugenicists take over the planet. They only first let you have one child. Then they basically ban having children. You've got to have them test tube. And the whole global system is run off of calories. And you're only given so many calories and they euthanize the old people. Now, I know that author read UN and Club of Rome documents. I know he read all Aldous Huxley documents. I know that he read Julian Huxley reports. I know he read Bertrand Russell. Because once you've read what the United Nations says they're planning to do, you know everything that's going to happen. It's just the amazing thing is now I watch popular culture and I realize that most people in the establishment, even authors and TV producers, know about this. I watch very little TV, maybe 45 minutes a day when I'm running on the treadmill. That's more than I did in the past. But the point is that I was on YouTube a couple weeks ago, late at night, and I noticed they had the entire Star Trek episodes on there. And I thought, you know, let me just randomly choose an episode. So I clicked on the one that has Khan in it. I guess, you know, decades later they make Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. I watched the one with Khan in it, and in that they're talking about how a world government got started carrying out eugenics, and that the superhuman eugenics leaders were having these off-war battles and almost destroyed the Earth, and Khan was one of them. And, of course, I'd read about the eugenics wars in UN documents from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, how they planned to have this eugenics war against humanity. But it was clear that Gene Roddenberry, who'd written that episode, had also read those UN documents. I mean, the point is, I'm not even looking for this stuff. I'm like, oh, this looks like a good science fiction book. I'll take a break. I just shot a TV, you know, another episode or two episodes of Jesse Ventura's TV show that's coming up in the winter, December and January, on the True TV network. Let me just get a Wall Street Journal, a little bit of research while I'm about to get on the plane in an hour, and let me just buy this book for entertainment. And, oh, let me just click on a Star Trek and watch it. And it's all about eugenics. That's all any of this is about. And then the larger question is, how do I get the public to care about this? How do you get the public to even think that this is important? Past, you know, women care about how big their lips are or if they're skinny, and men care about how their football team's doing. And that's all fine and dandy. You know, I'm glad women like to look good. I'm glad men like football or whatever. But how do I get people to care they're putting poison in our water? Well, the answer is the public just doesn't believe that. I mean, they don't care if it's in government textbooks. They don't care if their kid's drinking it, I guess, or their kids are taking these vaccines. I took my children to Jason's Deli last night, and almost every person, including the employees, was wearing University of Texas burnt orange. And I sat there between a bunch of tables around me, and all anyone was talking about was the University of Texas. And I thought, what would happen if I could get them to all wear Bill of Rights shirts and teach their kids their rights? Or what would happen if I could get them to learn about global carbon taxes and how that's meant to shut down our economy and make us dependent on the government? Man, then these people would have a destiny and have a future. But they've been raised in entertainment and raised to just accept their surroundings and literally just take stimuli from the government and the media and the TV and just regurgitate it. And so I get up here and I tell them about the United Nations. They don't want to hear about that. They don't want to know that a global tax is being set up. They don't want to know they're going to have home inspections. They don't want to know that government ministers and police and military doctors are refusing to take the flu shot. They don't want to believe me that there's mercury in it, and it says so on the insert. They don't want to believe me it has adjuvants in it and live cancer viruses. They don't want to read Der Spiegel and Bild and Le Figaro and the BBC. I mean, it's actually in foreign news. They don't want to, it's even on Fox News that people are taking the shots and getting paralyzed. But they say, well, that's a good price to pay. It's very, very rare. No, it's not very, very rare. And because, you know, the average person just isn't ready to believe that any of this could be done by design. And because they can't believe that something like this would be done by design, because they don't understand eugenics, I'll tell you, the thinking intelligentsia does. Look how it's all over popular culture and in movies. And well, I'm going to go over this. I'm going to go over how the British government, the German government, they won't take the flu shots themselves. And those that do have a special additive-free one that they take. I'm also going to go over a bunch of economic news. You see, the insurance companies are behind the government takeover of healthcare. And they admit this in their own press releases. But the controlled left goes, oh, no, the insurance companies don't.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
One of the chief advisors to Margaret Thatcher, Lord Monckton, was one of the science advisors hired to investigate man-made global warming. And, of course, they found that plants exhale carbon dioxide, that it's one of the four building blocks of life on the planet, and that higher levels of carbon dioxide follow an increase in temperatures, and that it is part of life on this planet, and that the sun is the main driver of temperature on the planet. And he and many others are speaking out, but when you read the Copenhagen Treaty, and I've scanned over it, it states openly global governance, and you can watch the G20, you can watch Gordon Brown, you can watch Tony Blair, you can watch people in the cabinet like Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama saying this is a new world order, this is global governance, hundreds of financial publications saying we're going to pay our carbon taxes to a new private bank of the world, to a new private bank. And I just am so sad for our country because the public is in a trance. The public is in a complete trance, only thinking about themselves individually and their job and the leisure they want to carry out and the ball games they want to go to, and they're not even thinking about the wider world. They don't know the United States is being conquered by offshore private banks. They don't know the government's taking over health care as a new form of taxation. It has nothing to do with health care. They don't know any of this. They don't know the global carbon tax is meant to shut down industry that isn't controlled by the globalist. Thatcher advisor, Copenhagen goal is one world government. And here is the British Lord speaking to the University of Minnesota, to a packed house, breaking it down for everyone. Here it is.
And what are we doing instead? At Copenhagen, this December, weeks away, a treaty will be signed. Your president will sign it. Most of the third world countries will sign it because they think they're going to get money out of it. Most of the left-wing regimes around the world, like the European Union, will rubber stamp it. Virtually nobody won't sign it. I have read that treaty. And what it says is this, that a world government is going to be created. The word government actually appears as the first of three purposes of the new entity. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries in satisfaction of what is called coyly a climate debt, because we've been burning CO2 and they haven't, and we've been screwing up the climate. We haven't been screwing up the climate, but that's the line. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. How many of you think that the word election or democracy or vote or ballot occurs anywhere in the 200 pages of that treaty? Quite right, it doesn't appear once. So at last, the communists who piled out of the Berlin Wall and into the environmental movement and took over Greenpeace so that my friends who founded it left within a year because they'd captured it, now the apotheosis is at hand. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world. You have a president who has very strong sympathies with that point of view. He's going to sign. He'll sign anything. He's a Nobel Peace Laureate. Of course he'll sign it. And the trouble is this. If that treaty is signed, your constitution says that it takes precedence over your constitution. And you can't resile from that treaty unless you get the agreement of all the other states' parties. And because you'll be the biggest paying country, they're not going to let you out. So, thank you, America. You were the beacon of freedom to the world. It is a privilege merely to stand on this soil of freedom while it is still free. But in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy, and your prosperity away forever. And neither you nor any subsequent government you may elect will have any power whatsoever to take it back again. That is how serious it is. I have read the treaty. I've seen this stuff about government and climate debt and enforcement. They are going to do this to you, whether you like it or no. But I think it is here, here in your great nation, which I so love and I so admire. It is here that perhaps at this 11th hour, at the 59th minute and the 59th second, you will rise up and you will stop your president from signing that dreadful treaty, that purposeless treaty, for there is no problem with the climate, and even if there were, economically speaking, there's nothing we can do about it. So I end by saying to you the words that Winston Churchill addressed to your president in the darkest hour before the dawn of freedom in the Second World War. He quoted from your great poet Longfellow, "Sail on, O ship of state. Sail on, O Union, strong and great. Humanity, with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate." Thank you.
All right, that's Lord Christopher Monckton, now one of the most high-powered members of the House of Lords. Now, notice he says it's communist. No, the biggest banks, the biggest oil companies are behind the global taxing system because it's going to be a private tax paid to them, and they're going to regulate it and control it. In fact, here's a London Guardian article today. "The world's future is being decided this weekend. We must agree to halt deforestation and curtail air travel now if the Copenhagen summit is to succeed. Lord Nicholas Stern." Now, what Nicholas Stern doesn't tell you in his London Guardian article is he owns, with Al Gore and three other men, and here's the Financial Times of London, Stern launches carbon rating agency. Stern launches carbon credit rating agency. There it is. There it is. So in every case, you've got these big international banking heads and these British lords and royalty and Rothschilds and Rockefellers every time. And they're pumping the media and got the NFL promoting it and got all the different corporations and shows and everybody's behind it. And I walked through the airport and every other billboard, literally, was, "We got smart buildings. We track your carbon footprint. We're going to help you." Folks, they're going to tax you. This is the private banks that have run the banking collapse by design in their own documents, now creating their new taxing mechanism. I'm going to finish up with some of this and then get into the flu. This is Der Spiegel. "Chancellor and ministers are to receive special vaccine, not the one the general public slaves get. If it's good for the goose, it's got to be good for the gander. Those shots they take on TV."
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order, They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. You know, I was thinking during the break, how do I reach out to people? And I'm going to be honest with you, at a certain level, there's a little bit of disgust and sardonic disdain for people in this country, but also around the world. Who don't even care about themselves. They don't care about what's happening. They don't care about being conquered by an. They don't have any respect for themselves. Period. They want to be slaves. They don't want their liberties and freedoms. That's not what they're into. They want to just wear a football or baseball shirt and to be bossed around by black uniform police and to have drugs forced on them and to have the state make their kids go to school year-round and then phase in having your children raised in government dormitories. I mean, that's in all the government reports. I mean, what I talk about here is the truth. I'm just telling people the truth. And it isn't funny. I'm very, not even frustrated, I'm just disgusted and sad. Because I know how real the New World Order is. I mean, they're openly announcing world government all over the news. And the public, some of the public, think it's cute and funny to still laugh at it. And as if you laugh at something, it makes it go away. This is a very nasty tyranny that we're dealing with here. These are very, very evil people. These are horrible, 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 horrible control freaks that, as a society, and it's hard to go through life doing the research, being informed, knowing the facts, knowing I'm right, interviewing former heads of state, congressmen and women, scientists, top doctors, all agreeing with me, having all the textbooks and documents written by the eugenicists, by the planetary rulers, to see the plan they're setting up, and to see humanity robbed of its destiny. Really makes my blood boil. But I'm kind of hard-boiled now. I've gone past the point of just being angry. Everything is turned on its head. Everything is the opposite of what it really is. And how do you explain that to people? I mean, how do you explain that both parties are controlled by the same financial interest and that these major elections are completely staged? Or how do you explain to somebody that the big insurance companies want government-run health care? How do you explain to the third world, who's now clamoring for the world carbon tax, that the carbon tax is designed in the United Nations' own documents to shut down their industry? But the United Nations advertises it as we're going to get the rich, greedy Americans and British and Germans and Japanese. We're going to give you their money. The big private central banks aren't going to give you anything. They're the same IMF and World Bank that have raped the third world. I read the World Population Commission reports. I read the Commission on Population. I read the State Department Memorandum 200. I read the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. I read EcoScience. I've read literally hundreds of their white papers and books. I sit there at night with bloodshot eyes reading this stuff in horror. And people look at me and they say, look, I don't care. I don't care if they're poisoning my water or putting stuff in the vaccines. I like football. I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to go live my life, and I'm going to act like none of this exists. And I don't care if my kid dies at 10 years of age of vaccine-induced leukemia. I don't care if Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly and over a million ampules shipped out HIV to hemophiliacs and killed them better than a hammer. I don't care. I don't care if they gave black men syphilis and let them die of it with Tuskegee. I don't care if Project Shad, they take our own troops and march them into chambers and nerve gas them and it's declassified. I'm going to trust the government and I'm going to roll my sleeve up and I'm going to take whatever they give me. And I believe that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is a nerve gas itself and I want a tax put on it. I know record numbers of people are listening. But in a way, it's even worse. It's like we know how we're being destroyed. Like we're all here awake watching all the slaves loving their enslavement. And the elite are sitting there laughing at us. They laugh at us. They write books laughing at us. About how the public will never wake up to what's happening. I mean, these guys write books about how stupid you are and how they're really going after you hardcore. How they are really tearing you up. And I read the cap and trade bill that's passed the House, set to pass the Senate. It mirrors the Copenhagen Treaty. It just gives unlimited power to 35 agencies to tax and regulate whatever they want. And to take over every facet of our lives. And then I just think, well, I could just get out of here, go to some third world country, what, and wait for the tyranny to show up there, wait for the global tyranny to unfold. This thing is moving fast now. This is happening all over the world. There's nowhere to run, ladies and gentlemen. There's nowhere to hide. We're under social conditioning and engineering. And I'm just so tired of watching con artists get away with their scams. I'm so tired of watching the con artists that run the New World Order with the gullible public that'll go along with anything, anytime. I mean, what's the point of even reading this stack of articles? Little kids, women, men getting paralyzed, having seizures after the flu shot. Seasonal and H1N1. You know what? Go out and take it for yourself. When you get Alzheimer's when you're 45, you get your heart right with God. Okay? But here's Der Spiegel. Chancellor and ministers are to receive special vaccine. Chancellor and ministers are to be protected after Spiegel sources with special vaccine against pig flu. An official of ministries and subordinate authorities likewise. And it goes on to say that they don't trust the vaccine, that it won't have the additives, and the German army's getting a clean vaccine. See, they have to give government officials a different shot because they know what's going on.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you for joining us. You know, I finally had a chance to listen to the new Muse album. We've had Mr. Bellamy on the show. He is a fan. And it's total anti-New World Order, anti-left-right paradigm. It's about bringing down the New World Order. It's all about eugenics. Megadeth's new album is about that as well, inspired by my film Endgame. And those are just a few of the benchmarks. Jesse Ventura is now completely awake to the New World Order. I woke him up somewhat 3 years ago. Got him to come out for 9/11 Truth 2 years ago. Now he's got a conspiracy theorist, quote, TV show that Time Warner has its hands deeply into, but we'll see how that turns out. And he's now fully awake. He says his head spins at night as he learns more and more. And that's what happens for a while. And then you just get upset and focused and dedicated to fighting this system. I'm going to go to James and Chris and Victoria and George and Steve and many others that are holding here in a minute. But I just want new listeners to know something. If you're tuning in for the first time, you better get your head out of the sand and wake up fast. and study world history and what most governments end up doing to people and learn that tyranny and oppression and bondage are the norm and freedom is very rare. Because it is very upsetting for me to watch innocent people being abused and hurt by the system. It is very upsetting to me to see cancer numbers and autism numbers and all these other degenerative diseases, to know that in thousands of studies, they've known for more than 50 years that vaccines are causing most of the degenerative and early onset and even juvenile onset of arthritis, that vaccine autoimmune reactions are not associated with. It's been proven that it is causing many of the early onset of diabetes. And I have medical doctor after medical doctor on, and all I want to do is warn people. You know, this is what we know about the government and these big pharma companies. They are doing it by design. There's no other way for me to try to explain that to people. There's no other way that I can even try to get this across to you. And I know it's heavy. And I know that subconsciously you want to divert and distract off into other issues. I understand that. That people want to rationalize, or cognitive dissonance kicks in and people make excuses. It happens over and over again. But I at least want you to know that the world government is now here and it is going to hurt all of us very, very badly. I'm going to go to your calls. I want to get into the whole healthcare bill next hour and what's really behind that. And I also want to get into an AP article. There's also a Time Magazine article about weather modification and government weather control. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. And then, like I said, all over the world, government officials are getting special vaccines that don't have the squalene, the mercury, the aluminum, the interleukin-2. Meanwhile, woman disabled by flu shot reaction. FDA admits, medical doctors admit, she's been paralyzed. She was a cheerleader for the Redskins until she took the shot 2 weeks ago. Just a regular flu shot. German soldiers get additive-free swine flu shot. The public doesn't. That's just some of the news I've got there. I've got some other important announcements coming up as well. But, you know, the biggest issue here is world government is openly being announced. And it's exactly as we told you it would be announced. And let me steal all my thunder here and explain something. I know a lot of you heard me 5, 10, 15, you know, 12 years ago, 13, 14 years ago talking about this. And you laughed at me. But let's just steal the thunder from Alex Jones here real fast. Because now, you know, it's all admitted and our credibility's rising very fast. All I was doing was reading government documents. This is all public. And so now, and they're in the final phases, they're announcing, yeah, it's going to be a private bank. It's going to carbon tax you. It's going to have taxes on your money transfers. It's going to shut down all these third world countries where you can run to. Global tax, global regulation, global control. And the cornerstone of it isn't just going to be a Tobin tax or an oil wellhead tax. It's going to be a tax on all human activity. And it's going to be a free-for-all gang raping of the public with locals, the cities, the counties, the states, the feds, the internationals, all putting different taxes on different things. Television sets, beef, chicken, pork, fish, watering your yard, your insulation, your home, your cars. I mean, it's all being announced. Satellite tracker boxes in your cars tracking you. Taxes on your bandwidth. Internet regulation. And it's all being announced. I mean, they say they want to double the price of coal day one, which coal is 51% of the power used in this country, supplied by coal. It's so diabolical to be living in like a dystopic science fiction novel. I'll be out in Hollywood occasionally at some party I get invited to, and there's these movie stars, and they're right there in front of me talking about how everybody's having surrogates now, and you know, people don't have their own babies. They have someone else with the embryo implanted in another woman. And then I'm back in Austin and find out the yuppies are doing it. I mean, whether you're for that or against it, man, we're in Buck Rogers, baby. I mean, we got a planetary government jacking the water and the vaccines and bragging about how they're killing us with soft kill weapons. And if you don't know what a soft kill is, you better research it. And I sit up here and all these fools. I'll tell you what else freaks me out, and we're going to go to break, come right back, and we'll take calls for the rest of the next hour. I'll tell you what really screws with my mind. They don't even hide it. We can go look at the IP addresses of the commenters on InfoWars, and it goes to the Department of Defense, or it goes to their own MySpace, and then there they are on the MySpace attacking me or on their YouTube channel, and they're all... shows combat photos of them in Iraq or in other theaters, and they're on there in uniform talking trash about me, saying there's no world government, there's no new world order, I'm a lying traitor. They go and they comment and try to get everybody fighting with each other on the comment board on InfoWars. They wait like a shark or piranhas for right when we put new articles up every few hours, they're the first person to comment. And they brag on their own sites. Hey, look at how I manipulate these dumb conspiracy people. I go tell them Alex is a Fed and they believe it. And they have these weird internet brigades on Wikipedia where they give each other awards, how they go out and censor us and how they're attacking us. And they admit they're on government payroll, many of them. I mean, and they've now come out and admitted what I reported on over a decade ago, that most TV shows... You wonder why there's an anti-gun, anti-family, pro-euthanasia message on TV? It's all government paid for with your tax money. I mean, I can't believe they find this many traitors. These guys in the military, they really think, the Homeland Security documents we broke that list veterans and gun owners as terrorists are good. They think world government's good. Now, I'm not saying that's our whole military, but these guys... hired by the Pentagon to go after me. It's not doing anything to us. All our listeners see right through it. But they don't care, though. They want to get you debating and arguing about me instead of warning your neighbor about the Gardasil shot or about the flu shot or warning people about cap and trade or warning people about government takeover of health care. They're there just to frustrate us and confuse us and get us infighting with each other. And they're just on such power trips when you look at these troops. And they just hate me so much. They hate America. They hate everything good. They're such scum. And God help us. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.